2022 theme for World COPD Day will be Your Lungs for Life, and takes place today, November 16th. And this year's theme aims to highlight the importance of lifelong lung health. You were born with only one set of lungs, so from development to adulthood, keeping your lungs healthy is an integral part of future health and well-being. So to talk about COPD Day, Trudy Mills joins us, a Wicklow woman living with COPD. Good morning to you, Trudy.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you today? Okay?
I'm grand, yeah. I'm just post-op a cataract, so I'm fine.
Right. So all bits and pieces being looked after.
Exactly.
Good for you. So tell us about your COPD.
Well, I've had it for at least 20 years, but looking back, I probably had it longer. I've smoked for a long time. I started smoking very young. I gave them up in my teens for 2 years, had one cigarette the next morning, and was back on them full time and smoked for another 50 years. But I have COPD and emphysema, and my breathlessness got progressively worse in the last 15 to 20 years, so that now I get breathless even standing, and I regret the fact that I ever smoked. But
so, you know, so be it, c'est la vie, and you have to deal with things into the future now.
Exactly. But there's great support from the COPD support group. You can ring them, they take a message, and they plan a call for you with either the physiotherapist or the nurse the next day. They do Zoom classes for exercise, and there's another Zoom class I'm doing called Sing Strong, which develops your muscles for singing and by the same token, your muscles for breathing. And there's great support from them. My life has changed completely. I used to be really athletic. I was a PE teacher first, and now I can only walk a few steps. I can't do the shopping on my own anymore. I need to be wheeled around. And I think it's very important that people are aware of COPD. And there's a kind of an ABC thing. It depends on your age, over 35, breathlessness, and a cough. And, of course, anybody who smokes usually has persistent cough. So it's important to get your lung health looked after.
Okay. I mean, how did it start developing? Was it little bits of changes that you'd hardly notice? You think you've just some sort of irritation or something like that?
Absolutely. Well, when I used to get quite a few chest infections. You often had a lot of mucus to bring up, but it was very livable with. But then about 15 years ago, I started having to rest while I was walking short distances. And if I rested, then I could go on again. But now it's got to the stage where I get dressed in stages and rest in between. I sit when I'm washing myself. I sit in the shower. You know, it's impacted my life. I can't stand to peel more than 3 potatoes at a time. So it has really impacted. But I did a course in pulmonary rehabilitation down in Wexford General Hospital. And that was very helpful. And as well as giving me exercise, and it gave me confidence as well.
Yeah. And are you on oxygen?
No, the funny thing is my oxygen level never goes down below 92%. So they reckon that oxygen wouldn't help me.
Okay. It's just dealing with the breathlessness and getting
severe
enough air
breathlessness.
In.
It comes on very rapidly.
And what about sleeping or something? Can you sleep okay?
I wake a couple of times during the night now. What wakes me up, I don't know. Could it maybe be breathlessness? But I'm okay.
Yes.
I'm okay if I'm sitting or lying.
And this is, you can't reverse this. You're living with it.
Yeah, well, there is talk now of an operation to put in Zephyr valves, but I'm living on my own and I'm so incapacitated as it is, I'm afraid to take the chance and end up worse.
Yeah. And will it get worse?
I suppose it will. Unfortunately, my father died of emphysema, age 48, but he had been ill, very ill, when he was younger. So I didn't associate his cigarette smoking and the fact that he got emphysema.
Yeah. So on this particular day, COPD day, you want to warn people about their behaviour, particularly when they're young.
Absolutely. And my one message is don't start smoking. Because once, in the beginning, you just do it as a habit and that, but then it very quickly becomes addictive. And although I smoked for 50 years, I did try and give up several times. And I just couldn't. It dragged you back, you know. So the most important thing would be not to start. And then after that, if you are having symptoms of breathlessness or coughing a lot and you are over 35, I'd advise you to go to your GP, who then can recommend that you go on further and have breathing tests, barometry tests, so they can assess the level of your breathing.
Yeah. I believe there's about 380,000 people living with COPD in Ireland. Yeah. It's a hell of a lot.
It's a scary illness. Because when you get breathless, you're not sure you're going to come back to normal, do you know?
Yeah. Do inhalers work at all sort of in an asthmatic way?
They do. There's one inhaler I take once a day, a Trilogy, and then I have another inhaler that I can use up to four times a day. But they must help, because I think I'd be a lot worse if I wasn't on them.
And are you on the expensive ones, the ones that are over 60 quid?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to be over, I'm 75,
okay.
So I have a medical card.
Oh, very good.
So I'd say if I had
well.
To pay them myself, it would be, yeah.
Yeah, especially, you know, some of those are very expensive. Well, all I can say is best of luck to you, Trudy, and you're very good to come on and, you know, warn people about, you know, the danger that's out there with smoking. And how'd the cataracts say? Are you doing okay after that?
I think so. And listen, thanks for listening to me, Declan.
Not at all, Trudy. You're
Take
very
care.
Welcome. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.